Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. So, what have I been reading lately? First up, Ian MacDonald's Plains Runner, published by Pyre. This is the first in a young adult series from Ian MacDonald, and I found it a hugely enjoyable, fast-paced read. Everett Singh's father is a scientist who has invented the infundibulum. Say that 5 times fast. The infundibulum is a map of all the alternate worlds. But Everett's father is kidnapped by evil forces in an attempt to capture the infundibulum. Everett leaves our world in a quest to rescue his father. I really like this book, and I'm sure that young boys and girls who love adventures and airships will love it too. Next, I bought a copy of Ransom Riggs' Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children by Quirk Books. This was another one of the books recommended by the Year in Fantasy book panel. The book is structured around a series of lost and found photographs borrowed by the author as inspiration for the book. The pictures are creepy, mysterious, and just plain weird. I just saw in Boing Boing that the cover photos sold on eBay for $600. This is a book I couldn't imagine reading in e-format, since you'll want to study the pictures for clues to the plot. I really hope that Summer and the guys are able to interview Ransom Riggs about his writing process for this book, since I'm sure it would be fascinating. The plot? Well, our hero Jacob travels to Wales to investigate Miss Peregrine's home for peculiar children, and anything else would be too spoilery. It's recommended. I'm currently reading Carol Berg's The Demon Prism, which is her third novel in the Collegia Magica series, and I'm enjoying it very much. But, and it's a big but, Rock Books, the publishing house behind the novel, is doing it no favors with the ebook conversion. I'm calling out whoever is responsible for the conversion. I'm betting that you never actually bothered to read the book in ebook format. Just like the previous book in the series, The Soul Mirror, the book suffers from fanciful inset text that isn't scalable. In The Soul Mirror, the text, which has a hand-lettered appearance, was used to format the letters that the characters sent each other. These letters held important clues to the plot and character motivation, and they just weren't readable in ebook format. No matter how the text was scaled in my Kobo reading software, I couldn't read them. Perhaps if you're a 20-something with eagle vision, it worked, but for other audiences, it meant that there were huge holes in the novel. In The Demon Prison, a similar font is used for the first 4 to 5 words in each chapter. It's an elegant effect, I suppose, but completely undercut by the fact that I'm missing the meaning of the first sentence in each chapter. And I'm dreading that again I'll find letters and other clues have been formatted this way. Rock Books, you need better quality control. I'd love to review The Demon Prism, but if there are chunks missing, I don't think it will be fair to Ms. Berg, a writer whose work I really enjoy. Sitting in the to-be-read pile beside my bed are the remnants of a book-buying spree from last year. Template, a novel of the Arcanet, by Matthew Hughes, which was published by Planet Stories. I really enjoyed Matthew Hughes's Hengist Hapthorne series, where I felt he channeled Jack Vance in his own unique way. Also in the pile, The Demon's Lexicon by Sarah Rees Brennan, published by McKeldry Books. I bought this solely on the strength of Sarah's very witty blog posts. I figure if she brings half of that wit to her novels, I should be in for a good time. However, I may have to go back and buy the first book in the series before I try this one. And look what just came in through the mail. Boneyards by Kristen Catherine Rush, from Pyre. This is the third book set in her diving universe. I haven't read the first two, so I may have some catching up to do. And Expedition to the Mountains of the Moon by Mark Hodder, also from Pyre. This is also a third book in an alternate history series featuring Sir Richard Francis Burton and the poet Swinburne. Again, I may have some catching up to do since I haven't read the first two books in that series either. Just to recap, the books that I mentioned today were Ian MacDonald's Plains Runner, published by Pyre, Ransom Riggs, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, published by Quirk Books, Carol Berg's The Demon Prison, published by Rock, Template, a novel of the Arcanet by Matthew Hughes, published by Planet Stories. The Demon's Lexicon by Sarah Rees Brennan, published by McKeldry Books. Boneyards by Kristen Catherine Rush, published by Pyre. And Expedition to the Mountains of the Moon by Mark Hodder, published by Pyre. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what's on my reading list.